In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus wept. You see how he loved them? He desires not the death of the wicked, but that they would turn to him and live. He chose no one for hell, but desires all to be in heaven with him, and then by his own death made sure that all sin would be paid for. The event is from Christ's procession on Palm Sunday. The crowds wave their branches, Christ sheds tears. The crowds sing their hosannas, Christ laments their destruction. That holy city prepared a cross for him, and he willingly embraced it for them. The scourge is unraveled, the spikes sharpened. Jerusalem means city of peace, yet they have a bad habit of killing the prophets and stoning those sent to her. So also would they do to the Prince of Peace. Still he rides forward, cheeks glistening with a river of tears, so that a river of blood might soon flow from his side. He truly does love them. But he will not force his love upon them. He desires to save them, but they are not willing. He bears their sins, dies in their place, pays for their sins, but they reject his love. And so he grieves over their idolatry. They do not want a sacrificial savior. They want wealth and honor and status. They've turned Abraham's religion away from faith and into works. They sell the grace of God to the one who is the most pious, and praise those who tithe mint and cumin while neglecting mercy and justice. So in their minds, they have no need for this Son of God riding forward on a donkey. They are good enough on their own. They have no need of the forgiveness of sins, for they can satisfy the wrath of God by their own works. They have no need for a Savior, because they are holy by themselves. His tears warn them of the impending destruction. No man can satisfy God's wrath. So the Romans are coming. They are agents of God's wrath against a rebellious and stubborn city. Even the little that they have left will be taken away. He weeps not for buildings or for streets or for markets. He does not even weep over the temple. He weeps over the souls of Jerusalem. They reject freedom. They reject life. They reject heaven. They reject peace because they have rejected him who is the bringer of life and peace. He truly desires all to be saved. But he cannot save those who reject his love. Do not mistake his tears for weakness. He knows where the way of salvation lies. Learn from his tears, and do not follow the path of Jerusalem, Judah, or Israel. Love the Lord your God and walk in his ways. His tears show how deeply he loves you. Judgment is coming. Whether or not America lasts another 15, 20 years, I don't know, and that's not the point. Judgment is coming on the clouds of heaven, and it will begin inside the temple of God. That is, it will begin with those who call themselves Christians. His tears are like the rain that water the earth, calling sinners to repent and to be baptized. And yet when they are rejected, they become a great flood destroying the face of the earth. Jesus is the God of love, but he is love on his terms. You can't change his religion. Israel tried it, and Assyria carried them away, never to be brought back. Judah tried it. Babylon exiled them for 70 years, brought back only because of the covenantal promise of God to send a Savior. Jerusalem tried it. And the Romans sent them away, did away with their nation. men today try it, to change God's religion. So how do you think that will end? Why would it be any different? Judgment is coming, maybe from another nation, but ultimately from the King of Kings, who will ride on the clouds of heaven to judge the living and the dead. So now is the time for weeping and lamentation. Now is the time to warn the work righteous with the tears of God. Now is the time for us to turn away from our buying and selling the things of God. You can't get to heaven by sitting in these pews. You can't be saved by simply showing up week after week. Those who sold were in the right place, but they had forgotten why they had come. So buy and sell all you want. You will never find peace. That is, you can fast, you can pray, stand, sit, and kneel. It will never give you peace. Dress up and sing as loudly as you want, and you will never be forgiven. Sing from the very depths of your heart. Give as much as you want in the plate or as little, and heaven won't be opened. The wrath of God won't be satisfied. No man can save himself by his works. Learn from his tears and recognize why Christ has come to you today. He weeps when the papacy prays to Mary, when the Baptist is baptized for the third time, when the Methodist eats only bread and wine, when we want to give God something rather than to receive something from him. Work righteousness fills his eyes with tears because it's idolatry and it changes his religion. He wants to give peace, but far too many do not know why Christ has come in the first place. After he drove out those who sold, he remained in the temple teaching the word of God. This is why he has come. So he might give the word of God, teach and instruct in the way of life. And he has entrusted to us this ministry of reconciliation. For it is through the word of God, specifically the preaching of the forgiveness of sins, that your sins are removed and you are found to be right with God. There can be no peace apart from forgiveness. There can be no life or salvation apart from forgiveness, because there is no hope apart from the death of Christ, which won that forgiveness. So Christ comes to you today to forgive you all your sins yet again. This is not a one-time forgiveness, the moment of your conversion, but it is your daily life and sustenance that rejuvenates you, strengthens you, and puts you at peace with God once more, building that relationship, celebrating that communion between you and the Lord. Learn from his tears. He weeps because he desires to give this forgiveness to all men, for he has died for all men. And yet how many show up to worship, to praise, and to give to God? May his tears awaken your heart to listen to his words. Why is he here? Why has Christ come? To bestow forgiveness. So notice how the liturgy instructs you to ask him for the things that make for your salvation. You start off by crying to him for mercy three times. Mercy not because your sins are heavy, but mercy because life is hard. And there are many things that cause you to weep and lament. But as the liturgy moves on, it shifts from asking God for mercy to asking him for peace. You see that most clearly in the Agnus Dei. O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Grant us your peace. And then immediately after communion, you no longer ask God for peace, but you thank him for having given you that peace. For your eyes have been opened to see what countless others fail to see. where the incarnate body and blood of your God is now present. The supper is the bodily presence of God on earth, so that you might have forgiveness, life, and salvation. So eat in faith. God is visiting you yet again, not to chiefly be worshipped or praised or honored or adored, but he is coming to you to give you forgiveness, so that you might have life and peace with God. Eat in faith and then depart in peace. Your sins are forgiven. And know that Jesus does not weep over you, because destruction is not coming to you. You are at peace with God. You may still weep at your loss, at your diagnosis, at the condition of your life, or better yet, you may still weep at the condition of Christianity in America, how work righteous and selfish it is. As Scripture says, there is a time to weep and a time to mourn. We're not in heaven yet. Yet Christ also says in the Beatitudes that those who weep will laugh. As Abraham laughed in joy when God promised him a son, so also you laugh with joy over the unmerited love of God. Not only that he would come and die for you, but that he would continue to come to you in his body to give you his forgiveness. So, dear Christian, learn from his tears, repent, and eat in faith, so that you may depart in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.